Extra, big town, extra. Recorded confession, traps, killer of nightclub comic. Extra, big town, extra.
Yeah, come on in, baby. Close the door, honey. I'll be with you as soon as I get the grease paint off the old pan. Fix yourself a drink. I gotta go and listen to that poor sap Nate shoot off his mouth.
Yes, I hated him. I'm glad he's dead. I did kill him!
Yes, listen to The Confession, another headline newspaper story of Big Town, brought to you by Lever Brothers Company, makers of Life Boy Health Soap. Another hard-hitting crime saga of Steve Wilson of the Illustrated Press, whose newspaper creed stands for freedom and justice against the forces of intolerance and evil.
The power and the freedom of the press is a flaming sword. That it may be a faithful servant of all the people, use it justly, hold it high, guard it well.
Now to Big Town and tonight's headline story, The Confession. A recorded confession of murder, freely admitting motive and opportunity, might seem sufficient proof of guilt. But listen to this strange story of a girl caught in a terrible trap of twisted words. A story that began in the dressing room of a nightclub comedian as he removed his makeup after the last floor show.
Yeah? Mike Evans in person speaking. Well, accused gift to laughter and the ladies.
Lay off the billing, you dopey comic. Are you alone in your dressing room?
Sure, all alone by the telephone. Who wants to know?
Your boss. The dope that's paying you to be funny on the floor of this club, not over the phone.
What's the matter, Nate? I wowed him and rolled him on the last show.
Yeah, you rolled him right out of the club, and I want to see you in my office before you leave.
Okay, I know what's eating you. And if you keep that dame out of my hair, we get along. I'll be up in 5 minutes. As soon as I get the grease paint off my puss. Puss, can't handle dames. Dames. Treat them rough. Push them around. They love it. Yeah. Come on in, baby. Ah, close the door, honey. I'll be with you as soon as I get the grease paint off the old pan. Fix yourself a drink. I gotta go and listen to that poor sat Nate shoot off his mouth.
No, don't.
Ready to call it a night?
Almost, Lorelei. Come in.
Thanks.
Perch on the corner of the desk and take my mind off these late dispatches.
All right, but I don't think it'll work. You're married to this headline, deadline routine, and last time you were shot, I'm sure they gave you a transfusion of printer's ink.
Don't be too sure. Spring is here, you know.
Yes, I know. Could I tempt you to a whirl at some dine-and-dance owl joint now that you've put the Illustrated Press to bed?
That's an idea. Just a minute.
Uh-uh. It was a good idea.
Hello, Steve Wilson, Illustrated Press.
Hello, Wilson. This is Nate Hill over at the Big Town Club. Remember me?
Yes, I remember you, how you failed to cooperate with the police on that reefer ring operating at your club.
Well, the cops cleared me in that, and I've learned my lesson, Wilson.
Good. What is it this time?
Real trouble this time, and I'm playing it straight.
What kind of real trouble, Hill?
Murder.
Murder? Who's been murdered?
One of my headliners in the floor show. Mike Evans.
The comedian?
Yeah, the comic and lady killer. He got funny with one too many dames, and now he's in his dressing room with a hole in the back of his head.
Shot from behind. Any idea who did it?
Sure. I got it all wrapped up for your pal Callahan of homicide as soon as he gets here. The dame, her confession, everything.
Wait a minute, Hill. When did this happen?
Well, a few minutes ago. If you want a break on this, you better get over here.
You don't owe the Illustrated Press any favors. Why tip me?
Because I want a good press story on this, and I want to prove I can cooperate. Make up for last time.
Who's the girl who confessed to shooting Evans?
Myra Taylor, Evans' partner. She'd been playing straight to his corny comedy routine.
What was her motive?
Jealousy. And I've got her full confession on the recorder in the rehearsal room.
A recording of her confession?
Yeah, she can't deny she made it. Can't get out of it. Come on over and get an earful before I call your pal Callahan and he takes the record to headquarters.
Thanks for the invitation, Hill. I'll be right over.
Oh, what is it, Steve?
I don't like the sound of this, Lorelei. Call police headquarters. Get me Callahan of homicide.
Here's Callahan's here.
Thanks, Lorna. Hello, Callahan.
Hi, Steve. What's up?
Plenty, if Nate Hill hasn't called you from the Big Town Club.
Oh, he hasn't. Why should he?
It's just a little matter of murder.
Murder? How did you get it?
He'll just phone me. He wants me to have a scoop so he'll get a good press. He claims he has the body, the killer, and a confession.
Great. What do we need a police department for? Who got it?
A two-timing comedian shot in the head by his femme foil. Hill claims he has a recording of her full confession.
Fine, fine. So all we have to do is go over and make the pinch. What's Hill's angle?
That's what I'd like to know, Callahan, and I wish you'd give me a few minutes to play along and find out.
Now, wait a minute, Steve. If it's murder, I can't hold off to give you a news beat, no matter how much you cooperated in the past.
I'm not asking for a news beat, Callahan. The press final is on the street, and this wouldn't rate an extra, no matter how it turned out.
All right. What's your angle?
I don't believe Nate Hill could ever play anything straight.
Nor do I. But you've reported a murder, and I've got to check on it. You know that, Steve.
Yes, but I've got a hunch there's a lot more to this, Callahan, and I think I can get it if you'll bend the rules enough to give me a few minutes with Hill before you move in.
And what if the killer moves out and I'm left holding the body and the bank?
I'm not asking you to risk that, Callahan. Get your men over here, throw a ring around the Big Town Club, let anyone go in, but have them hold anyone who tries to leave the club.
All right. How much time do you want?
Give me 15 minutes with Hill, and I'll see if I can find out why that leopard has changed to spots.
Come in.
All right, Hill. What's the gag? Close the door, Lorna.
Quick work, Wilson. Didn't take you long to get here.
Where's Inspector Callahan, the medical examiner, and the body of Mike Evans?
Now, take it easy, Wilson. I said you'd get a break if you got here quick, and I haven't called the cops yet.
I don't scoop the police. I thought you were playing this straight.
I am. It's cut and dried, all wrapped up.
Where's the body of Mike Evans?
In his dressing room over there. Now, what's a few minutes difference making calling the cops? They won't care as long as we hand them the killer.
Where's the girl you say confessed to killing him?
Well, now, wait a minute. She's in her dressing room next to Evans. She blew her top after she confessed. I've locked her in so she couldn't run before you got her story.
Quit doing me that kind of favors, Hill. Lorelei.
Yes, Steve. Want me to talk to her?
Later. Get on the phone and go through the motions of notifying Callahan of homicide.
Right, Steve. Mind if we use one of your phones, Mr. Hill?
Yeah, help yourself. There's one down at the end of the hall.
Thanks.
Yeah, I've got a record of Myra's confession, Wilson. Want to hear it before your pal Callahan shows?
I'll listen to it when Callahan hears it. Let's see Evans' body.
That's right in here. Nobody's touched anything. Now, there he is, sprawled across his makeup table just the way I found him.
You found him?
Yeah. I phoned him from my office right after the last floor show. Asked him to come up to see me after he'd changed. When he didn't show, I came down here to find out why.
How soon after you called him?
About 10 minutes.
Where was Myra Tyler?
In her dressing room, packing her things like crazy and crying like a fool.
Did she confess to shooting him with that gun lying there on the floor?
Well, no, not at first, but I pumped her.
Why?
Well, I knew Mike was playing around, meant to get another partner, that she was jealous. That was what I meant to talk to him about.
Since when have you taken such an interest in the personal problems of the acts you book into your club?
Now, look here, Wilson, I'm giving you a break.
You've never given anyone a break unless it included a break for yourself, Hill. You said you were playing this straight, wanted a good press. Yet the first thing you do is to hold out on the police.
I've got the girl, I've got a confession. What more do the cops want?
They want to be notified the minute a crime is committed.
Steve, Callahan's busy on a case, but he'll be here in a few minutes.
Good. All right, Hill. Now we'll take this break you're offering us. Let's talk to Myra Tyler.
Well, okay, but you won't get much out of her. She's pretty scared, busted up.
How did you get the confession out of her? Twist her arm?
No, I didn't have to. Wait till you hear the record of her confession.
I'd rather hear her repeat it. This her dressing room?
Yeah, wait till I unlock the door.
You better hope she hasn't climbed out a window.
There are no windows in these dressing rooms.
Oh, Steve. Look, on the floor.
Good grief.
Hey, she was lying on the couch when I left her to phone you.
Oh, Steve, is she dead?
No. And no sign of a wound. She's breathing.
She may have fainted and fallen here. Let me help you get her on the couch.
Maybe she took something. She was pretty jittery, huh?
Get her up. Look around, Lauren and I. See if there is anything she could have taken.
There's a glass here on her dressing table and a bottle. Good heavens, Steve. Sleeping tablets and the bottle's empty.
That's it. An overdose. We've got to snap her out of it. Get her on her feet. Wake her up.
No. No. Let me go.
Oh, she's still conscious.
Let me go.
Try to make her walk, Steve. Keep her moving. I'll phone a doctor and get some coffee out of the kitchen at this dive.
Hey, I never dreamed she'd try anything like this. Anything I can do?
Get out of the way, Hill. You've done everything you could to close this case.
Oh, give me a break, will you?
If this girl dies, you'll get a break. A break you'll never forget.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
And the cleaner you get your skin, the surer you are of being fresh and attractive. So remember, Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner, stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Here's what the doctors proved in 820 scientific tests.
People took daily baths with different soaps. Doctors found that Lifebuoy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient makes it more effective than any other leading soap against the invisible dirt that brings on B.O.
Lifebuoy's milder, too. Safe even for babies' tender skin.
And you'll like the way Lifebuoy, made with costly coconut oil, bursts into quick white lather, even in hard water.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner, keeps you fresh and attractive, protects you as no other leading soap can. Bathe with Lifebuoy Health Soap every day. Get the big new bath size. Buy Lifebuoy right away. Now back to Big Town and Steve Wilson's headline story of The Confession. Tipped off on a murder by the owner of a nightclub, Steve and Lorelei Kilburn arrive and find the police have not been notified, and the partner of the murdered man almost unconscious from an overdose of sleeping tablets. Now, a few minutes later, Steve tries to question the girl as he keeps her walking, trying to keep her awake.
She's better, Steve. I think the coffee helped.
Yes, I think she'll be all right if we can just keep her moving.
And talking. Keep asking her questions, Steve. We may find out what really happened here tonight.
Yes, I'll try again. Listen, Miss Tyler, listen to me.
Yes, I'm listening. But I'm so tired, so sleepy. Please, let me lie down.
No, Miss Tyler, you've got to keep moving. Keep awake. If you go to sleep, you'll never wake up.
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Why don't you let her alone?
Keep out of this, Hill. It does matter very much, Miss Tyler. Listen carefully. Nate Hill, your employer, says you admitted shooting your partner, Mike Evans.
Mike's dead. I hated him. I'm glad he's dead.
Hey, you hear that, Wilson? That's what she said a while ago out in the rehearsal hall. I've got a recording of it, her whole confession.
And why didn't you notify the police right away?
I told you I called you first. Wanted to give you a scoop so you'd give my club a break in your story.
If we can't keep this girl conscious until Callahan of Homicide arrives, you'll answer for delaying the call. Well,
why should I? I've got a confession to the murder right out there on the machine in the rehearsal hall. The case is all wrapped up. She admits she killed him.
No, no.
She's lying.
Shut
now.
Up, Kill. She's trying to say something. What is it, Miss Tyler? What are you trying to say?
I hated him. I'm glad he's dead. But I...
Oh, we better keep her walking, Steve. She's still on the verge of unconsciousness.
Yes. Come on, Miss Tyler. Keep moving. Talking. You mustn't go to sleep.
Now, why don't you let her go? They'll burn her for killing Evans anyway. You heard her. She hated him. She's glad he's dead. She was jealous. Shot him.
No. No.
Lorelei, can you hold her up? Keep her moving.
I think so, Steve. Oh, what are you going to do?
Get the rest of this. All right, Hill. You want to be so helpful. Let's have all of it. Who was Miss Tyler jealous of?
Lola Lynn, a specialty dancer in the floor show.
Lola Lynn?
Yes. Evans was going out with her. He was going to get rid of Myra, team up with Lola in a new act. There's your motive.
Where is Lola Lynn?
I don't know. She left right after her number in the last floor show.
How do you know she wasn't here at the time of the shooting?
I saw her leave.
Well, then you must have been back here. Backstage. I thought you said you were in your office. Phoned Miss Evans to come see you before he left.
Well, I did. I wasn't back here until I came back and found Evans. Lola went out the front way through the club before the last show finished.
Well, how do you know she didn't come back, return by the service entrance?
I don't. What's it matter? I tell you, Myra admitted doing it. I've got it on the recorder, all ready for your pal Callahan of Homicide, if he ever gets here.
He'll get here. Meanwhile, let's hear that confession.
All right, come on. It's out in the rehearsal room.
Can you handle Miss Tyler, Lorelei?
Yes, Steve. She seems to be better. I'll try to get her to drink some more coffee.
I'll send the doctor in as soon as he gets here. Now, let's hear that record, Hill. And suppose you tell me how you got it.
Sure. When I caught Myra packing and getting ready to beat it, she ran out here in the rehearsal room and I grabbed her. I told her it would look like she did it if she left before the cops got here.
What did she say to
she
that?
She said she didn't care. Said she hated him. Said she was glad he was dead, just like you heard her say a while ago.
Yes, but I didn't hear her say she killed him.
Well, that's when I switched on the recorder. Got the whole thing right down here on the record. Listen to this.
All right. Let's hear it.
This is going to save your friend Callahan of homicide a lot of trouble.
Not if that girl changes her story.
Why not?
She can claim you forced her to confess.
I didn't, and she won't deny it when she hears what she said, what she admitted. Listen.
I'm glad he's dead. I'm glad he's dead. I hated him. I hated him. I did kill him. Let me alone. Let me alone.
Yeah, how do you like that? What more could Callahan want?
I think he'll want that statement repeated word for word from her own lips.
She'll deny it now that she's had time to think what she's saying. But they won't believe her. That'll give you everything. Motive, opportunity, the confession, give Callahan the works. Now, what's the matter with that cop? What's keeping him?
What's the matter with you, Bill? What's the hurry? Why didn't you call Callahan the minute you discovered the body?
I keep telling you, I wanted to give you a news break so maybe you'd lay off riding my club for a dive in a clip joint the way you did last time.
Last time you held out on the police, and I think you're doing it again.
Well, why should I? What have I got to gain except maybe keeping my club from being closed up because that comic had to go and get himself knocked off in my place?
That's a rotten motive, Hill. Your kind of place thrives on this sort of thing. The more scandal and violence, the better.
I suppose you think I arranged it as a publicity stunt.
No, I don't think you'd go quite this far for that reason, but there is a reason, Hill, another reason. There's got to be another reason.
Why? Why? There's the record.
Yes, but let's look at your record.
What about my record? I've been in scrapes, but I've never been convicted. The cops have tried, but they've never been able to pin anything on me.
So why be so cooperative now? Why go out of your way to wring a confession out of Myra Tyler? You admit Evans was a two-timer. He was set to double-cross her, get rid of her. Yet you got her when she was hysterical, dragged her out here in front of this recording machine and pumped the confession out of her. Why?
I told you, and you can take it or leave it. Your pal Callahan of homicide will take it when he gets it.
Yes, he'll take it. He'll have to take it.
Take what?
Lola, what are you doing here? I thought you went home after your last number.
I did. Not that it was any of your business. You only pay me to dance in this dump. Who's your friend?
Wilson. Steve Wilson of the press.
Newspaper guy. What's going on here?
What brought you back to Big Town Club this time of morning, Miss Lynn?
What's it to you?
Call it curiosity. But it may mean more to the police.
The cops? Hey, what's happened here?
You started something Myra Tyler finished. With a gun.
What are you talking about? What did I start that blonde had a finish with a gun?
She blasted that...
Wait a minute, Hill. What brought you back here, Miss Lynn?
Well, if you must know, I came back to find out what was keeping Mike Evans.
You had a date with Evans?
Sure, why not? But where is he? What's happened to him?
Right in here. Take a look.
Mike. So somebody finally got him.
Maybe that'll learn you to leave other dames' guys alone.
Oh, you crumb. You lippy crumb. You lippy crummy crumb.
Cut it out, you crazy two-time and twist.
Wait a minute. Just a minute, Miss Lynn.
Let go of me, Wilson. I'll tear his Popeyes out of his head. What's he trying to pull? Get me mixed up in this mess?
You are mixed up in this mess.
I'll say I am, but not the way Nate wants you to think.
Shut up, Lola. Shut up or Wilson will smear you all over the front page of the press.
What for? I wasn't here. I don't know anything about what happened.
Can you prove it?
Why should I have to prove it? What reason would I have to bump off Mike Evans when we were all set to pull out of this dump and start a new act?
What'd I tell you, Wilson? There's your motive for Myra blasting Evans.
Who says she did?
Hill has a record of her confession right there on that recorder.
I don't believe it. That poor dope wouldn't have had the nerve.
I caught her packing a leaf. She confessed it's on the record.
I don't give a hoot. She ain't the type. I would if he'd crossed me up, but not that poor little sap.
You better be careful what you say, Miss Lynn.
Why should I be careful, Wilson?
Because if Miss Turner changes her mind, denies she killed Evans, you're a likely suspect. And you admit you may not have an alibi.
Yeah, shut your mouth and keep out of this, Lola.
I won't shut my mouth. And while we're lining up suspects for the cops, let's have all of them.
Shut up, Lola.
Let her talk, Hill. Let's get the whole story and have it all wrapped up for Inspector Callahan. Who is the other suspect, Miss Lynn?
Him. That bug-eyed worm right there.
You're a liar,
Lola. A liar, am I? Well, you had a better reason for blasting Mike Evans than any of us. You've been after me ever since I came to work in this dump. You knew I was pulling out, going away with Evans. Well, you had a fight with him last night. You said you'd fix him if he ever tried it.
Now,
We're getting some facts.
Getting down to cases.
I'll say you are, Wilson. Look at him. Frothing at the mouth. Why, he'd kill me in a minute if he had a gun right now. He'd kill anybody who crossed him.
Let go of me, Wilson. Let go.
All right. But keep away from Miss
Wheeler. Okay. But I'll get you for this, Lola, trying to frame me.
You should live so long.
Steve, what's going on out here? When is Callahan going to get into this?
Any minute now, Lorelei. The puzzle is beginning to make a picture. How's Myra Tyler?
Well, she's all right now. I got her to drink some more coffee. She doesn't need the doctor. But she's beginning to make sense, but it doesn't add up.
Doesn't add up to what, Lorelei?
Myra says Hill made her take those sleeping tablets, and she swears she said she never killed Evans.
She's lying. You heard the record, Wilson. It's right down the record. She can't change that.
Yes, I heard it. Can you bring this Tyler out here, Lorelei?
Yes, but take it easy, Steve. She's still a little wobbly. Will you come out here, Miss Tyler? Please?
Yes. Yes, Miss Gilbert. Lola.
Hello, kid. I hear they've got you in a jam. Sorry.
I don't blame you, Lola.
Thanks.
Tell Mr. Wilson what you told me, Miss Tyler. What Nate Hill did to you.
I came back here and found Mike Evans shot. I screamed and Nate Hill came in and said I killed him. He said I better get away out of town. He dragged me out here, asked me why I did it.
Right here in front of this microphone, this recording machine?
No, over there, near the new machine.
The new machine?
Yes, the one he just bought. He turned it on and kept asking me why I did it.
Wait a minute, Miss Tyler. This machine? He turned this one on?
Yes, and kept asking me why I killed Mike.
What did you say? Can you remember?
Yes. I said, I hate him. I was glad he was dead. But I did not kill him.
You said, but I did not kill him.
Yes. I remember because he made me say it over and over again. Over and over again.
Oh, so that's how you did it, Hill. That's how you tried to frame this girl. Frame her confession. Go get Inspector Callahan, Laura, and I. He's waiting outside.
You don't. Oh. Stay put, Kilburn.
Oh, Steve, he's got a gun.
Yes, while you dopes were being so smart, I got the gun that blasted Evans. That dame-stealing rat.
Yes, and now it's in the hands of the real killer. This time your fingerprints are on it, Hill.
Yeah. And I'll blast the first one that tries to keep me from getting out of here.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
Life Boy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Doctors have proved it.
People took daily baths with different soaps. Doctors compared results. They found that Life Boy, with its quick, rich, purifying lather, cleanses and protects better than any other leading soap. And Life Boy is milder, too.
So bathe with mild, refreshing Life Boy every day. Remember, Life Boy gets skin cleaner, stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Buy Life Boy right away. Now back to Big Town and to Steve Wilson, Lorelei, and their companions for the payoff in tonight's headline story of The Confession.
Listen, Hill, don't be a complete fool. You can't get out of this club. Callahan and his homicide squad have had the place covered for the last half hour.
You're bluffing, Wilson. Lola walked in. Nobody stopped her. Kilburn never called the cops. You were playing this thing alone for a scoop.
Play that hunch, Hill. Walk out of here with that murder gun in your hand and they'll mow you down.
So what? What have I got to lose? They'll burn me anyway for killing that dame-stealing comic.
He couldn't steal something you never had, you rat.
Shut up, Lola. Clam up or I'll give you what I gave Mike Evans.
So you admit killing Evans? Trying to frame Myra Tyler with a faked recording of her confession?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I would have got away with it, too, if Lola hadn't come here shooting off her mouth.
Steve, how could he fake Myra's confession?
It was easy, Lorelei. How about it, Hill? You want me to show them how stupidly clever you thought you were, Hill?
Hey, right where you are, Wilson. Try any trick while I'm getting out of here, and I'll give you what I gave Evans only right between the eyes.
All right. I guess that'll do. You've admitted killing Evans. Confessed twice, using different words. And this time, the tape recording won't be cut and spliced.
Oh, so you know how I did it. Okay, but I told you to stay put, Wilson.
Oh, put that gun down, Hill. I took the shells out of it before I let you get your hands on it.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Lorelei, go ask Callahan to come in and listen to a playback of Hill's confession on his own machine.
With the greatest of pleasures, Steve.
Wilson, you tricky slug.
You turned on that tape recorder a while ago. It got every word I've said in the last few minutes.
Yes, Hill. And this recording won't have to have the words deleted, cut and edited, then transferred from tape to wax. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Hill was guilty and he was convicted for the murder of Mike Evans. And if you're still puzzled as to how he faked Myra Tyler's confession, here's how he did it. First, he tricked her into talking into the microphone of a tape recorder. She said,
I hated him. I'm glad he's dead. But I did not kill him.
That's what she said. But like movie film, words can be cut out of a tape recording. Hill deleted the word but and the word not, spliced the tape, and re-recorded the confession on the old-style platter recorder. And that is what he wanted the police to hear.
I hated him. I'm glad he's dead. I did kill him.
There you are. Two little missing words. But they might have sent an innocent girl to her death.
Oh, talk about twisting words. What about next week, Steve?
Well, next week we have an unusual story about a young girl who goes on a murderous rampage against her ex-college roommates. And headlined, The Weeping Killer. But now, Lorelei Kilburn has some big news for women.
Yes, it's really big news for women about our sensational new self-drain aluminum saucepan. You can get it at half price for a limited time only.
It's an amazing value, friends. A genuine Regal heavy aluminum saucepan, 2-quart capacity. I repeat, an amazing value.
You bet it is, Dwight. And that self-drain feature is a big improvement in America's favorite saucepan. Now you can drain hot water from food without removing the cover. There's no danger of scalding hands, and it prevents food from spilling into the sink. A slight twist turns the cover to cook and to drain. It's a marvel.
Yes, friends, this dazzling Regal heavy aluminum self-drain saucepan is a marvel. An amazing $2 value that's yours for only a dollar. Here's all you do. Send 2 Lifebuoy box fronts with $1 to Lever Homemakers Club, Box 27, New York 8, New York. That's Box 27, New York 8, New York. Don't delay. Do it today. This offer is limited to the United States, Alaska, and Hawaii. In tonight's dramatization, all names, times, and places are fictional. Big Town features Edward Pauley as Steve Wilson, Fran Carlin as Lorelei Kilburn, and is written and produced by Jerry McGill.
New 1950 Rinso is here, a year ahead, the greatest development in soap history. 1950 Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. New Rinso actually gets white clothes whiter than new and washable colors brighter than new. Yes, Rinso, only Rinso, contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, Solium. New Rinso has 3 times the whiter washing action of any other soap. Yet Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to your hands. Get new 1950 Rinso at your dealers now.
Be sure and be with us again next Tuesday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company will again present Big Town. This is your narrator, Dwight Wiest, bidding you good night.